You're important to us. We're thankful that you're here. Give us a chance to get to meet you and shake hands with you. And of course, we want to encourage you to come back and be a part of our services every time that you possibly can. I'm going to let those techno wizards take care of all of that stuff, because really, if they couldn't get it up there, it would be to my advantage. Then I could just do whatever I wanted to, couldn't I? I could just go wherever I wanted to. And some of those guys who are sitting back there are thinking to themselves, he does that anyway. And a lot of times that's true. I just thought today I'd remind you it's Sunday. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. I reminded a man yesterday as I was out visiting around, I reminded a man, remember, tomorrow's Sunday. And he looked back at me and he said, yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. Well, that's not what I mean. That's not, and by the way, I don't think he's here, so I think he took that serious. Super Bowl Sunday. But that's not what I mean. It's Sunday. Let me remind you, it's not the Sabbath. Sabbath means seventh. The seventh day of the week is Saturday. Is Saturday. Now, just because it's not the Sabbath does not mean that we don't have a Sabbath, church. We have a Sabbath. In Hebrews chapter 3, the Hebrew writer, in encouraging his readers to stay with Christ, don't go back to keeping the law, don't go back to the world and your worldly ways. You're Christians now. Stay with Christ. He reminded them that, you know, there were some people who didn't get to enter into the rest, the Sabbath, didn't get to enter into the rest in Joshua's day. Children of Israel came and they're looking for the land of Canaan, land of rest, but some, because of their unbelief, did not get to enter in. Then he reminds them, over into the fourth chapter, he reminds them that, you know, God had another rest. Hey, young people, old people, you won't know this. There are 7 days of creation, right? In the creation story, there are 7 days. On the seventh day, God rested, right? God rested. He rested. He took a rest. And yet, Joshua, it still says of Joshua's day that there were some who were not able to enter into the rest. There's a different rest than that Sabbath rest, that seventh day rest that God took. And even after Joshua's day, he'll quote from the Hebrew writer, will quote there in Hebrews chapter 4 from Psalms 95. And David reminding, David talking about a rest which is yet to come. Well, that's after the seventh day that God rested. That's after the rest that Joshua and the children of Israel were looking for, that, you know, some got to enter in, but some didn't because of their unbelief. And yet he's still talking about a rest. And he even says that it limits it to a day, the Hebrew writer says, today. The point the Hebrew writer is making, And as he will say there in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 11, therefore let us labor to enter into that rest. Our rest is Jesus Christ. We have a Sabbath. But Sunday's not it, folks. Sunday is not the Sabbath. Our rest is in Christ Jesus. It begins in Christ, and we walk here on earth, and it will culminate in Christ in heaven, where is ultimate rest. But this is Sunday. It's not the end of the week. I know people think about it like that. Oh, man, tomorrow is Monday. Man, my week's going to get started. No. Sunday is not the last day of the week, folks. Sunday is not the end of the week. Rather, Sunday is the first day of the week, right? It's referred to in the Bible as the Lord's Day in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 10. It's the Lord's Day. It's a special day. You say, what's special about it? Well, God made it. You say, well, He made Monday. He made Tuesday. He made Thursday and Friday. Yes, but God made this day special. Of the 7 days he could have chosen, God chose this day to be his day. God chose this day to be the day of worship for you and I who are Christians. He chose this day to raise his son from the dead. He chose this day to start the church. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, this is Sunday. This is Sunday. It's the Lord's day. It's the day of worship. It's the day of worship. And you can read about it. Acts chapter 20, verse number 7. You know, Acts chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 2. It's the Christian day of worship. It is the first day of the week. It's the beginning of a brand new week. A new week. And it's filled with challenges, and it's filled with opportunities, it's filled with obstacles, and it's filled with advantages. It's just a whole new week for us. It's the beginning. It's the first day. We are now engaged in a new week. And it may not go just like you want it to go. That's the way it is with every week, isn't it? It may not go exactly the way you want it to go, but I want to remind you. Even though it may not go exactly the way you want it to go, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Jesus Christ, John 13, Jesus Christ knows he's going to the cross. He knows one's going to betray him. He'll identify him right here in this 13th chapter. He knows what's going to happen to him. Have you ever wondered how Jesus could know what he was going to experience? Understand it. He's got it. He knows what he's going to experience. He's not looking forward to it. But yet he faces it with steadfastness. Have you ever wondered how a man can do that? We're told there in John chapter 1. The reason. It says Jesus knew who he came from. He knew who he was. He knew who he came from. And he knew to whom he was going. He understood who he was. That's the reason. Folks, if we can, no matter what comes upon us, what faces us in the form of challenges and the form of goodness a lot of times. You know, not everything that is good, that we would call good, is good for us. I have to remind myself of that. I don't do a very good job of it. I like coconut pie. Y'all know it. Thank, bless your little old heart, you're trying to kill me off. I know you are. You bring me those coconut pies, and I appreciate it. Don't misunderstand me. I appreciate it. But I have to constantly remind myself, as good as that is, as much as I like it, that's not good for me. That's not always good for me, is it? Not everything that's what we'd call good is necessarily good for us. But we're faced with good things. We're faced with challenges, and if we'll just remember, no matter what comes, good or bad, no matter what comes, I can face it and you can face it if we just remember who we are. Jesus, that's the way he dealt with it. Over in 1 Peter chapter 2, I just want to read a little bit to you. 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm beginning in the thought begins way up there in chapter 1, really, but in chapter 2, verse 1, it begins talking about Jesus being the chosen one. He was like a stone, though, that was rejected of men. But God chose him to be the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone of the building. He might be rejected. Peter's point is going to be this. Jesus was chosen by God. He was rejected by men.
Guess what? You're chosen by God. Is there a possibility you're going to be rejected by men? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But he's reminding them of something. Look at verse number 9. But you, talking to us now, but you are a chosen generation. God chose Christ. God chose you. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You're something special. To the world? No. But to the one that counts, to the one that matters. What the world thinks of you matters nothing. What does God think of you? You're royal. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. When we think about peculiar, we think about different. And we are to be different. The Bible talks about that. Jesus talked to his disciples about how they are to be different. Jesus talks to you and I through his word about how we are to be different. But the word peculiar here in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 means belonging to. You are a people who belongs to God. That's something special. So show forth, he says, the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. In times past, you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Remember that. That's what Peter wants them to do. Remember that. Now you are the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You've obtained mercy. This week may not turn out just like you planned it. It may not go just like you want it to go. But remember who you are. It may not go the way you expect. It may not. But remember, folks, remember what you are becoming. See, we're growing. We're maturing. If we're not, we're dying. Folks, that's just the nature of things. We're either growing, maturing, or we're dying. As children of God, we are maturing. We're growing up. Yeah, we need encouragement from time to time. Peter encouraged the people that he wrote to in his second letter, the last verse of his letter, 2 Peter 3:18, he says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow. He'll say in the first chapter, in the first letter, in the fifth chapter, the first verse, he'll say, you know, lay aside all malice and all guile and all forms of hypocrisy. And as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Yes, we are to be growing. We are to be maturing. And whatever happens, whether good or bad, it can help us grow. Remember what we are becoming. We're so familiar with this verse, aren't we? Romans chapter 8, 28. You know, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. But that's not the end. Verse 28 is followed by verse 29. Well, why then are all of these things happening in my life? All of the good things that God has blessed me with. And I sat there this morning and I thought to myself, you are the most blessed man on this planet. I cannot believe how God has blessed me. Have there been struggles? Sure. Sure. And I also thought to myself, it's easy for me to sit and to think, that person there, they've never had any problems in their life. Look how everything turns out right for them. Everything goes well for them. You know what? No man knows what goes on in another man's life. No man knows and understands the struggles that you're going through. I don't know them, but you don't know the struggles that I face either, do you?
We all have them. All things work together. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate, that they be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, his Son, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn of many brethren. That's what God wants from me. God wants for me to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's what he wants for you. And God doesn't make mistakes. See, that's what I have to remember. God does not make mistakes. Well, where was God when this happened? He's God. That's who he was. He was God and he was being God when that happened. God makes no mistakes. God wants me to be conformed to the image of his Son. And he knows exactly what I need in order for that to be accomplished in my life. Hey, it's Sunday. This week may not go as I expect. It may not go as you expect. But remember who you're becoming. You're becoming the more and more and more like Jesus Christ. And is that a good thing? Now, that's a good thing. Is there anything better? There's nothing better. Well, what if it takes a little suffering to make that happen? That's a good thing. All things work together for good to them that love God. That's me. To them who are called according to his purpose. That's me. That's you. Isn't it? This week may not go the way you expect it to go. But remember what you're becoming. This week may not go the way you expect it to go. But remember who you believe in. Remember who you put your trust in. Remember who it is. The Apostle Paul would say in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12, I endure all kinds of things. I endure all kinds of things. He says, but I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed in him against that day. I guess if we were going to boil that down and put that in old Arkansas language, it'd go something like this. I know who I believe in, and I know he's able to take care of it. Remember who you put your trust in. Who you put your trust in. It may not go the way you expect. It may not go. But folks, it's Sunday. It's the Lord's day. It's the first day of the week. Let me end by sharing with you how to make every Lord's day the best day. That's what we want, isn't it? Let me share with you how to make every Lord's day the best day. You'll agree with me. You'll agree with me. Number one, make it holy. It's the Lord's day, isn't it? All day long, it's the Lord's day. Make it holy. I know I'm talking to the choir. Listen, folks. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see that day approaching. Make it holy. Make it holy. Use it as God would have you use it. Does that mean you can do whatever you want to on Monday? No, use Monday as God would have you use it. Use Tuesday as the way God would have you use it. But this is the Lord's day. How about using it as God would have us use it? You want to make it the best it could possibly be? This Sunday, this first day of the week, this Lord's day, next Sunday, the next first, and everyone, until the Lord comes or till death takes you away, make it holy. Make it holy. Number two, make it healthy. Take some time for rest. Go home, take a nap, Roger. Go on and take a nap. You probably didn't need permission, did you? Go on, but rest a little bit, right? God made us in such a way that we're not made where we can go 24/7, are we, Mark? We're not made where we can go 24/7. We have to take some time to rest, to recoup, to recover. Take some time. Take some time to rest, to think healthy. Take deep breaths. Meditate on God's word. You'll be glad you did. Hey, you don't get to looking like this by doing what I'm telling you. You get to doing like this by doing what I'm not telling you. You get to looking like this by going 24/7. I mean, 49 years old and you look like this, that's not a good thing, is it? Folks, rest. Make it a healthy day. Take some time to rest. Make it a happy day. Make it a happy day. Spend some time with God, yes. Remember, it's the Lord's day. But God would have you spend time with your family too and with your loved ones. Spend time happy. It's so hard, especially Sundays are so hard to be happy. I mean, Beverly and I, when we had the girls at home, I'm telling you, we needed Sunday morning service because we lost our religion getting ready for it. Am I the only one in here? You don't have to raise your hand. But I'm telling you, just getting ready, getting those girls ready to get here was a challenge for us. Folks, this ought to be the happiest time in the world for you. The happiest time in the world for your family. Happiest time in your world for your children. When your children are grown and on their own and they think about the happy times, why don't you build your memory, those family memories, around the church and around the Lord instead of around the beach? Get mad at me if you want to. I'm just telling you for your own good. Do whatever you think. Do whatever you think. But the ways of man, a way that seems right unto man, that's not the way of the Lord. We think we can handle ourselves and we can handle everything so wonderful. I got it all lined up, all lined up, all lined up. There's a way that seemeth right unto man. There's a way that seemed right. But the end thereof, the ways of death. Make it happy. A happy day. Where the kids say, oh, it's time for Bible school? It's time for Bible school, kids. Oh, it's time for worship? It's time for worship, kids. Oh, it's time for us to pat the Bible. Yeah, it's time for us to pat the Bible, babies. It's time for us to pat the Bibles. Folks, we can raise them up not to just love to pat the Bible when they're babies, but love to pat their Bibles when they're 30 and when they're 50. I'm just telling you the way to make the Lord's day the best day for you is make it holy. You're going to feel bad about yourself if you don't. You know this day belongs to the Lord. You know this is His day of worship. And you're going to feel guilty and you're going to feel drugged down and you're going to feel loaded down if you don't make it a holy day. A holy day. Make it a healthy day. Take some time for... You never thought the preacher would ever say to you, take a nap, did you? I'm telling you, take a nap. Take a nap. Rest. Enjoy some of Bev's lasagna. It's going to be good. Go to Sawbucks. Make your kids pay. Make you a good day, brother. Make you a good day. Be healthy. Live a healthy day. Make it a happy day. It's Sunday, folks. It's Sunday, and I'm not talking about Super Bowl Sunday. It's Sunday. David said,
a long time ago. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's all I'm encouraging us to do. That's all I'm encouraging us to do. But not just this Sunday, every Sunday. I love you, church. I love you. Have a blessed day and have a blessed week. Maybe you're here, you're not a child of God. Hey, as children of God, we'd love to help you with that. Maybe you don't know really what's involved in becoming a child of God. As children of God, we'd love to help you with that. We'd love to sit down with you, study along from your Bibles, help you, lead you as we can, guide you along. If that's your need, we're ready to help you with that. You just got to let us know. Maybe you're here like some who you know as well as the preacher does how to become a child of God. You just, for whatever reason, you've not done it. As children of God, we'd love to help you with that today. You're here, you're a believer. You're a believer. Now it's time to change. Start living for Christ. Stop living for yourself. Listen, you'll be so glad you did. It's the best life you can live. Isn't it, church? It's the best life you can live. You'll be so glad you did. You need to be baptized into Christ. And that for the forgiveness of the sins you've committed in your life. Raised a new creature in Christ. Go forward in life. Perfect? Living perfect? No. No. You'll make mistakes. But as you stay with Christ, as you abide in Christ, His blood will continuously wash away the sins you've committed. We'll help you with that. As a child of God, one of our brothers and sisters in Christ, I told you before, I got no reason to say, well, that person has nothing going on in their life. I don't know what's going on in your life, just like you don't know what's going on in mine. But we can share with one another. And if we can help one another by knowing, then that's what we're here for. And we, as your brothers and sisters in Christ, will help you with that. So this morning, if you stand in need of the invitation of our Lord, would you come as together we stand and sing?
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving call, obey. Come, for he loves you so. Only a step, only a step. Come, for he bled for you. same loving Savior yet. Jesus the crucified.
Please be seated. Like David just said, you never know what's going on in somebody's life, and I'm not sure if it was given to Clay as an announcement. Clay will have the announcements here in just a moment. But David and Beverly are about to have a fourth grandchild, is that right? Yep, this afternoon. So if you weren't aware of that, just to make you aware, be praying that things go well for Angel and the baby this afternoon in Paragould at the hospital. So I didn't mean to steal your thunder, Clay, but I don't think that was on your list. And so at this time, we'll ask Brother Jared Partee to lead us in a prayer, and then Clay will have the announcement right after that.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you in prayer, and we thank you for this wonderful, beautiful morning. We thank you for the lesson that was given to us. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross, who saved us from our sins, and please forgive us for our many sins, Lord. And in your Son's name we pray, amen.
Yeah, Curtis, it was a shock to me when David came up and asked me if I would cover for him again, and I kind of panicked a little bit because I thought he was going to ask me to preach again. But he said, no, just teaching on Wednesday night, and I said I'd happy to do that. So I hope everything goes well with Angel and the baby, and